Farming has shaped the life of commentator Margarita Hernandez. She grew up in a family of migrant farm workers. They lived in rustic conditions while they harvested Americans' crops and then returned to city life in Mexico. Now she has a family of her own in Dallas. Her mother lives in Texas, too, but makes frequent visits back home.
When my mother returns from a trip back to Mexico, she brings a suitcase and two cardboard boxes, usually with the logo of the Mexican detergent Ariel, expertly tied with yellow vinyl rope. She opens those boxes and time is suspended. She pulls out 10 round cheeses, jars of cajeta, a creamy caramel, and other sweets from her village in the state of Michoacán. Everything is homemade. She opens a large plastic bag about to burst with dried red peppers. Then come the bolillos, the bread from Guadalajara, and mugs from my kitchen. She tells me sheepishly, "I wanted to bring you an entire set, but it cost 1,800 pesos, so I just brought you two mugs." It's always like this when Marga, as I call her, returns from Mexico. As she opens her boxes, she opens the door to my childhood. I can see Abadiano, the small village where my parents were born. I see the tile floor of our house in my hometown, Guadalajara, in the streets of our barrio. I can smell the unpleasant smog of my city. I hear the deafening buses, and I peek at the steaming taco stand on the street corner. I see the faces of many relatives, though some of them are sketchy. With every cheese I rinse for Marga, I recover an I don't know what essence that has been almost forgotten in my hectic life in Dallas. Marga tells me that as she was boarding her bus, a friend handed her an enormous pair of pink butterfly wings she'd made just in time for my daughter's birthday. I laugh when I tell my husband that la abuela could have asked me to order them from a catalog instead of carrying them in her lap for a 27-hour trip that included two bus breakdowns. With her impractical ideas and her insistence on living in an anachronistic reality, my mother would fit perfectly into one of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's works of magical realism. But when she returns from Mexico, she breathes a rarefied air onto simple things that to non-Mexican eyes may seem sweet and old-fashioned, even silly. She brings an explanation for why I miss Mexico. She brings the possibility of finding magic once again in my everyday and very comfortable first-world life.
Commentator Margarita Hernandez is a writer and translator in Dallas.